You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. I'm Linda Perry with a news update. Joe Biden won the South Carolina Democratic presidential primary on Saturday. Bernie Sanders came in second. Tom Steyer, who quit the race yesterday, came in third, with Pete Buttigieg followed by Elizabeth Warren and then Amy Klobuchar. Black voters of South Carolina handed the win to Biden. He performed strongly also with older voters and self-described moderates. Super Tuesday is next. That's when Bernie Sanders is in better position in the next series of primaries. 14 states go to the polls on Tuesday. In other news, the U.S. is banning travel to Iran in response to the outbreak of the new coronavirus. There are now over 510 cases of the new virus in the Middle East, with 388 of them in Iran. BBC Persia reports that at least 210 people in Iran have died as a result of the coronavirus disease. Meanwhile, Iran is ill-equipped to deal with the crisis. One reason is strangling sanctions from the U.S. The Trump administration is also elevating travel warnings to South Korea and regions of Italy. There are more than 1,000 confirmed cases in Italy. On Saturday, Donald Trump and government health officials provided an update on the virus in an attempt to reset the way it has both dealt with the response and communicated with the public. This comes after the first reported death in the U.S. in the state of Washington. Trump says it was a woman in her 50s at high medical risk. She had not visited an area where there was an outbreak, nor apparently been in contact with anyone who had. Dr. Robert Redfield is director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
Currently, as said, there's 22 cases in the United States, and these initial cases were really linked to travel to China and their contacts. Recently, as was stated, we've confirmed new cases with no link to travel history or contacts. And health departments under the leadership of the states and local health departments supported by CDC are aggressively evaluating these cases in California, Oregon, and Washington. As was said, we should anticipate to see additional cases and clusters in the days ahead, and we will continue to aggressively evaluate them by the state and local and territorial tribal health departments in conjunction with CDC by embracing early case recognition, isolation, contact tracing, and begin to do that to limit the further spread.
Dr. Redfield emphasized that Americans still remain at low risk. Most coronavirus infections result in mild symptoms, including coughing and fever, though some can become more serious and lead to pneumonia. Health officials think the disease spreads mainly from droplets when an infected person coughs or sneezes, similar to how the flu spreads. CDC is urging frequent hand washing for all Americans and says no need to panic, but cautions against travel to affected areas. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.